Callers will soon have to dial zero before making landline to mobile phone calls, according to telecom department. Nokia 2.4 with dual rear cameras 20:9 display launched in India. Vivo Y1S with Helio P35 SoC launched in India. Vivo V20 Pro registrations begin in India, launch expected December 2. Samsung Odyssey G9, Odyssey G7 curved gaming monitors with 240Hz refresh rate launched in India. Tech giants may face fines or be forced to break up if they breach new rules, says European Union Digital Chief Thierry Breton. All landline users will soon have to dial zero before making calls to mobile phone numbers, the Department of Telecommunications has declared. All telecom providers have been intimated of this change and are given the deadline of January 1 to take all the necessary steps. This includes an announcement that should be fed in the fixed line, switched making users aware of this change and opening up the provision of dialing zero, that is STD calling facility, from their landlines. In the current scenario, inter-service area mobile calls from basic or fixed phones can be accessed by dialing prefix 0. However, mobile phones can be accessed from a fixed line phone within a service area without dialing prefix 0. Nokia 2.4 has been launched in India. The new Nokia phone comes with a water drop style display and is touted to deliver 2-day battery life on a single charge. Of course, this doesn't refer to the screen on time of the phone. The Nokia 2.4 also features what the company calls a Nordic design and has 3 distinct color options. For photos and videos, the Nokia phone comes with dual rear cameras. The Nokia 2.4 debuted in September alongside the Nokia 3.4. However, there is no word on the India launch of the latter. Nokia 2.4 price in India has been set at ₹10,399 for the sole 3GB RAM plus 64GB storage variant. The phone comes in charcoal, dusk and fjord color options and is available for pre-orders exclusively through the Nokia India website. Vivo Y1S has been quietly launched in India as the latest smartphone offering from the company. The phone is listed on the company site and its key specifications include Android 10 software, MediaTek Helio P35 SoC, 13-megapixel rear camera and a 4030mAh battery. The Vivo Y1S is positioned as an entry-level handset and is priced under the ₹10,000 bracket. It has been made available in 2 color options in India. Vivo has also teased the arrival of the Vivo V20 Pro in India as coming soon. Vivo Y1S has been listed on the official site, but the pricing has not been announced. However, Mumbai-based retailer Mahesh Telecom has confirmed that the phone is priced in India at ₹7,990 for the lone 2GB RAM plus 32GB storage option. Vivo V20 Pro registrations have begun in India ahead of the phone's launch. Vivo India's official website now shows a Stay Notified button. It should be noted that the button is just to understand the interest of Indian consumers in the handset and does not reveal any details about the imminent launch. If you are interested, you can punch in your details to stay in the loop. The news comes a day after the Chinese tech giant teased the India launch on Twitter. Reports suggest that the phone could be launched in the country on December 2nd. However, there is no confirmation from Vivo at this time. The Vivo V20 Pro was launched in Thailand in September. The company launched the Vivo V20 in India last month. Samsung Odyssey G9 and Samsung Odyssey G7 curved gaming monitors have made their way to the Indian market. Samsung Odyssey G9 is a 49-inch gaming monitor, while the Odyssey G7 comes in a 27-inch and a 32-inch variant. Samsung originally unveiled the Odyssey G9 and Odyssey G7 monitors at CES 2020 in January, and Odyssey G9 was made globally available in June. The Odyssey series boasts of high-end features like 240Hz refresh rate, 1 millisecond response time, and HDR support. Samsung says the Odyssey G9 49-inch and Odyssey G7 32-inch and 27-inch models are priced between ₹49,000 and ₹1,99,000. Most likely, the 27-inch Odyssey G7 gaming monitor will cost ₹49,000 and the 49-inch Odyssey G9 will cost ₹1,99,000. Pricing for the 32-inch Odyssey G7 model is unclear. Tech giants that break new European Union rules aimed at curbing their powers could face fines, be ordered to change their practices, or even be forced to break up their European businesses, said the bloc's digital chief Thierry Breton. Breton's comments come 2 weeks before he is due to present draft rules known as the Digital Services Act and Digital Markets Act, which are likely to affect big US players Google, Apple, Amazon, Facebook, and Microsoft. The DSA will force tech companies to explain how their algorithms work, open up their advertising archives to regulators and researchers, and do more to tackle hate speech, harmful content, and counterfeit products on their platforms.